As Maryland's primary election approaches, the WYPR News team is profiling candidates in several key races. One of them, the race for Baltimore City State's Attorney. There are no Republicans in the race, so whoever wins the Democratic primary in June will likely win the general in November. Yesterday, we heard from candidate Thiru Vignaraja. Today, WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi brings us a profile of Attorney Ivan Bates, a staunch opponent of current State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby.
The former prosecutor turned defense lawyer who wants to become a prosecutor again, the city's top prosecutor, doesn't have much good to say about Mosby. Most recently, he slammed her use of officers from the now disbanded Gun Trace Task Force as trial witnesses. Here's Bates outside the state's attorney's office in March.
As far back as 2009, Officer Ram had a prior conviction, facts sustained, for false statement, but yet the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office said he was an officer you could believe in every time they put him on the witness stand.
Jamel Ram is one of the six former GTTF officers who pleaded guilty to federal charges. In 2009, he was charged internally with making a false statement to officers investigating the complaint of a Baltimore man who said police took $11,000 from him during a traffic stop. While Bates complains about Mosby doing nothing about crooked cops, he represented Sergeant Alicia White, one of the six officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray in police custody. Prosecutors eventually dropped manslaughter charges against her, and police dropped the administrative charges.
I saw a black female who had the criminal justice system that was trying to take advantage of her because they had not done their job, the same way it's happened to so many of my clients.
Kurt Schmoke, president of the University of Baltimore and a former city state's attorney, says that the biggest obstacle to candidates challenging incumbents is to show how they would be more effective.
For Mr. Bates, he's got just the basic problem of any challenger in showing how he would do it better. I mean, it's easy to criticize.
Matthew Crenson, a Johns Hopkins political science professor and author of Baltimore, A Political History, says voters may not like the finger pointing.
He needs to talk about his own experience under Patricia Jessamy in the prosecutor's office. What did he do? What's his record? We haven't heard enough about that yet.
Bates worked for former state's attorney Patricia Jessamy from 1996 to 2002, before he left to start his own firm, Bates & Garcia. Natalie Finnegar, a former public defender, met Bates when they faced off in the courtroom. She says she was impressed.
Here's a guy, he's going to come prepared. He's going to bring his A-game. And juries are going to understand him, and he understands his witnesses and his victims' families, and he gets it.
Bates thanks the Army for teaching him those skills. He enlisted out of high school as a vehicle mechanic, and while serving in Europe, trained at the French Commando School, the equivalent of the U.S. Special Forces.
So what the Army gave me was discipline. It gave me leadership. It let me understand teamwork. And it kind of let me understand really, really hard work.
He went to Howard University on the GI Bill, law school at the College of William & Mary, and then moved to Baltimore in 1995 to become an assistant state's attorney assigned to the Southwest Police District.
But I don't really know the community, and I don't really understand what the community is going through. So how can I be a prosecutor if I haven't merged myself in the community?
So he became a basketball coach at Rognell Heights Elementary Middle School on Sidehill Road.
I learned a lot about the kids. I learned a lot about the community, and I learned about the needs of the community. So I felt that made me a better prosecutor.
He said that's part of his plan to change things in the state's attorney's office, put prosecutors back in police districts. Bates also says he wants to rebuild trust in the community, which he says starts with being truthful about the state's attorney's conviction rate. Mosby's 2017 report shows a 92% conviction rate for felonies, but Bates doesn't buy it.
There is no 92-93% conviction rate because under Bernstein and Ms. Jessamy, it was in the 70s. And are you safer now than you were before in 3 years? So we can just throw that out.
His plan also involves directing nonviolent offenders to drug and mental health courts and lowering recidivism rates.
Who are you going to ask to save your loved one in the crisis? The doctor who you may know and who's never done it, and who put a team together, and none of them had ever performed open heart surgery, or the doctor who's one of the best who saves lives every day. That's the choice the citizens are going to have to make.
The choice of a prosecutor will be up to the Democratic primary voters in June. There are no Republicans in the race. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.